Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions, sir. Real quick questions.
Of what?
Well, that right there, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm not tall, so that I don't influence on your opinions.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Okay, what is the survey about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm guessing mostly it's political.
What about the political, sir?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so...
How long did the survey take? 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
The most probably is like 6 minutes.
Okay. Let's go with it.
All right, most definitely. So we'll read the questions real quick for you. No, I'm not, right now I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking with Carrie?
Correct.
Thank you. First, are you a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on a cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. Really appreciate your time. Are you somewhere safely
okay.
You can talk? Okay, perfect.
I'm at home.
All right, thank you. just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African American, Black, mix? Hispanic, Asian, Native American, or mixed race?
Black. Black.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And may I ask, what is your age?
62.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
I vote in area elections, sir.
Oh, okay. And will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will probably not vote?
I said I vote in every election, whether I like the candidate or not. I exercise that right because of my parents that fought to get it for us to be free to vote.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
And
thank you. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. Now I would like to rate your feelings towards some of the people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you feel you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers between 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first person is the first option is Democratic Party. How do you feel from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. And next one is Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. Next one is Donald Trump.
0.
0, thank you. Next one is the Republican Party.
0.
Thank you. Next one is the Project 2025.
-0. That's the same. Right.
Thank you, thank you. And next one is Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. Next one is going to be J.D. Vance.
No. 0.
Zero? Okay. And next one is Tiny.
I can't say what I want, so I have to do the numbers.
And next one is Tommy Baldwin.
Mm, 90.
90. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Democrat. Kamala Harris.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing. Reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means is somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support the president. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. So these are statements, and from 0 to 10, you can let us know how you feel about this statement. The first one is Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is absolute freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have government tell us what we can do and can't do. As president, she will fight to pass the bill that will reserve the overturning of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private life. From 0 to 10, how would you vote on this statement?
And then I approve, or?
Yeah, if you feel this statement is convincing, from 0 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one says Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical bills, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who will fight to help working people get ahead. For this statement, do you find it from convincing from a 0 to 10? How convincing is this?
Yeah.
A 10. All right. Thank you. Next one is Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of non-violence marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped rather than locking up more black men for non-violent offenses. Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. So this statement, do you find it from 0 to 10, how convincing?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And next one, sometimes over the course of survey, people change their mind. It is okay if yours didn't, but once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and Congress election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
Yeah.
10, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You may use any number between 0 to 10. So this is giving a reason for if it's convincing for you to vote in the 2024 election regarding this statements on this one. So the first one says Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have planned They call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemy and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBTQ plus rights while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportation and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must protect we must vote to stop Project 2025. So I'm a 0 to 10. How convincing it is this that you will is necessary for you to vote to stop this?
10.
Thank you. And next one is a second Trump presidential means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancements that past generations fought in and died for. We can't go backwards. Our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future. From 0 to 10, how convincing it is for you to vote against this?
Yeah.
Thank you. And
is it 10 or 5?
From 0 to 10.
0 to 10? Yeah,
uh-huh.
10. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next one, banning Muslim and deporting people of color. That's what Trump's Americans will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This will involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, families, separations, and the violation of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhuman and evil act, there is only one solution: vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. From a 0 to 10, how convincing is this?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Let's see. All right, so sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
All right, thank you. Once again, please rate the level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor degree.
Oh, thank you. Let me see. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Let's see. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you. Okay. Then this concludes our survey. I would like to thank you for helping us out in completing the survey, answering those questions. Thank you for your help, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take it. Bye.